We are continuing our series on the getting rid of the toxic sin of racial hatred. We're talking about evolution. And we're talking about evolution because it is at the foundation of racism. Definition again of evolution is a process by which different kinds of living organisms are thought or have assumed to have developed and diversified from earlier forms during the history of the earth. So we've talked about really the origin of it and why it has happened. We talked about Darwin and his ride on the Beagle and so forth, and how he assumed, began to theorize as he saw various things. All of that was were assumptions and theories and based on what he had seen, and didn't have a whole lot of information. Everything was external. So we talked about that, and in that is couched the origin of evolution. But I want to, so the next, if you're setting it up outline style, we're going to talk about the origin of evolution, even though we've sort of hit on that in a sense. As you well know, the Word of God talks about a major flood, a flood that covered the entire earth, and a flood that went above the highest mountain peak. So the entire earth was underwater, even the highest mountain peak. So guess what's swimming at the top over the mountains? What's swimming at? Well, what lives in water?
Fish.
So you have fish swimming at the top because the water has come across the mountain peak. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you understand that. So when the water recedes, what are you going to have all across mountaintops? Fish, who eventually die. Turn to fossil, right? Fossils. As the water recedes, because the fish no longer have water, can't live there, so there's a bunch of fish up there. Well, this is in the book of Genesis, the flood, the Noahic flood. In the 18th century, which was put in the 1700s, in the late 18th century, these various fossils throughout the world are being discovered. I'm not sure exactly what part of the earth this particular, these particular fossils were discovered, but it was the late 18th century. And if I could say this, the fossils tell a story, but the story was misinterpreted. When the fossils were discovered in the late 18th century, it led to an hypothesis. Remember, that's just a theory. That's an unproven theory, an hypothesis that the earth was millions of years old. When a very simple explanation was, there was a flood, fish swim in water, fish rose with the water, eventually the waters receded, as the Word of God says, all of that, the fish died on top of the mountain. That's how you get fish on top of mountaintops. They couldn't understand that. So what they believed, that somehow these somehow walked up there, or got up there some kind of way, and evolved into something else. That began, discovery of the fossils, began, that was the embryonic stages of the beginning of the theory of evolution, that the earth is millions of years old based on a misinterpretation of fossil evidence, or fossil discovery rather. So you get that? So this in the late 1700s, that's why we say, tell you that Darwin didn't begin, or the theory of evolution didn't originate with Darwin. It actually originated with these discoveries in the late 1700s. Remember, his Beagle voyage was about 1825 or something like that. So we're talking about maybe 40 years later. Well, the theory had been out there now, and he went and set sail on the Beagle for about 5 years to really prove the new theory that was now out there. Remember, evolution, the theory of evolution is purely an external hypothesis. It's amazing that something that is purely external hypothesis, that's how it all began, has picked up so much weight. The next one is the goal of evolution. What's the goal of evolution? G-O-A-L. What is the goal? No, you're not supposed to answer, but yes. that's what you're supposed to be writing. That's the next one. The goal. But yes, yes. Amen. Evolution was invented to kill the God of the Bible. Flat out, plain and simple. And you know, it's not because evolutionists didn't want God as the creator. That's not what it's about. What is it about? They don't want God as judge. Yeah. Don't want God as judge. It's not about him whether he created or not. I don't want God to judge me. You know, this is the I, me generation. No, well, this is an I, me existence, not a generation. It's been like this for all time. I mean, the first parents, it was I, me, right? It was Eve looked, and when she saw that the food was what made, you know, she could be like God, and she desired, I, she ate. Gave it to her husband. He ate. Cain killed Abel. Why? Because his deeds were evil and his brother's good. It's been an I, me generation. I mean, existence really for human beings since the beginning of time. It's not about him being creator. It's about him being judge. Don't judge me. That's been out. I ain't gonna judge. We always talk about that. That has slipped in even to the church. That's why I quickly correct you all. Say, don't fall into that societal. Don't. I ain't gonna judge. God has judged. You already been judged. I'm repeating what the judge said. And I'd use a simple thing, for example, Adolf Hitler or Charles Manson or anybody who's, when they've been correctly identified and found guilty of murder or a particular crime, the judge and the jury finds them guilty. If I then go and repeat what the judge or jury has already did, I'm not judging them. You've already been judged. In a natural human court, Charles Mills Manson was responsible for the murders of the Tate clan and the LaBianca clan. Guilty. If I repeat that, we'll judge. No, you've already been judged. God says homosexuality is a sin. When you repeat that, you're not judging. You're just repeating what the judge of all the earth has already said. Does that make sense? God being a judge is a killjoy to a sinner who wants to live as they want to live. And that's really what it's all about. It's humanism in full effect. I want to do what I want to do. And I told you that's rooted in, a lot of that's rooted in sexuality and the perversion thereof. So it's to kill the God of the Bible, not because they don't want him as creator, but because they don't want him as judge. I love how one preacher said, evolution was invented to un-God God. To un-God God. To eliminate God as the lawgiver. Because that's who God is. He is a God of wrath. He is a God who judges. He is the God who's given law. We don't want that. I know you know this, but if you don't put it all together, you won't understand it. You go back to the 60s, you had the sexual revolution, right? Free love. Well, what
What has God already said concerning sex? The only context for sex is inside of marriage. Well, but what the 60s was saying, but you see, God is lawgiver, you're going to judge me. I want to have sex with anybody I want to. We want to un-God God. We don't want you being his judge. I want to live as I choose to live. And then what did the sexual revolution lead to? The abortion movement. Because now I'm having babies, because that used to be sort of the underlying, help me, factor that would cause you not just go out and have rampant sex with everybody, because there was always the threat of having a baby. Well, once Planned Parenthood came into existence, and once they came out with the abortion, not abortion pill, the, what's the pill? Birth control, and then leading to abortion. All of that was to free your, when I tell you that sex at the root of this, think about all, we don't see it together. We do not. All of that is to free yourself up to have sex. That's what it's all about. And I tell you, if you want to do some research, you look at the sexual perverted lives of these atheistic men, including Charles Darwin. That's why I don't want him as judge. That's why you don't, Hugh Hefner. Just. I don't regard God at all. I have many women as I want. And matter of fact, we're going to make a magazine out of it and put naked women up in there, and we're going to sell this thing to the world. And they did. Do you understand what I'm saying? We want to un-God God. We don't want him as judge. This is what it's really about. All that other creative stuff, that's smokescreen. All this, whether or not evolution is scientific and all that, which it can't be, we just went over that, is smokescreen. It's about not allowing God to put any restraints on my desires. And so one of the most blatant acts of an entire world, really, in the 60s, was the sexual revolution. And it is known as that. Even secularists will tell you that. That was a tremendous slap in the face of God and a clear beginning of the destruction of the nuclear cell that holds society together, known as the family. Because it began to be destroyed. You just started having children out of wedlock all over the place. Un-God God. Because God, when he's Godded, G-O-D-E-D, then he's lawgiver. He's judge. He's a God of wrath. There is a price to pay for your sexual immorality. It was invented to kill the God of the Bible, to un-God God, to eliminate the lawgiver. It keeps going. Evolution was invented to eliminate the holiness / purity of his law. I said the holiness / purity of his law. What is his law? The binding standard for human thought and conduct. Let me say that again. Glory be to God. And yes, my emotion and enunciation ramps up, because this trying to un-God God, we ought to be offended by that. And when anybody tries to throw that junk in our face and we fall for it because we're too scared to really tell them the truth, man, I'm disappointed in that. Realize what this is. Realize what has happened. We 30, 40 years behind, and we still don't understand. Oh, well, I guess I don't know. Yeah, well, find out. You're a child of God. In you is wisdom. When his word enters you, it said it makes the wise, making the wise simple, something like that, right? Making wise the simple. Get in that word. You'll figure it out, because he's already figured it out, and he will let you know. He don't want you walking around in the dark. Don't overlook the 60s. That was a terrible time, and it has led to what we got now. A whole bunch of children all over the place. Crazy. Let's read it again. To eliminate the holiness / purity of his law. And you can put in parentheses, defining law. The binding standard for human thought and conduct. You hear the word binding? See, that's restricting. I don't want to be restricted. Don't restrict me. If I want to have sex with anybody I want to, that's what I want to do. If I want to have sex and then the consequences is a child, I don't want that child. I don't want it. I don't want no sort of boundaries. I want to live an unfettered life. That's the world we live in. Can't tell me what to do. We got students who are just terrible when you try to tell them what to do. Look at you like you're crazy. Like you, the 2-year-old, trying to tell an adult what to do. And they 5. I mean, I'm exaggerating. They 15. I'm going to be your grandfather and someday, great-grandfather. Look at me like I'm crazy. Been ingrained. There was a book that came out, Lord help me remember the title. Something like it came out in the 90s. How do you deal with your child? How do you tell your child no in the 90s, something like this, when you said yes in the 60s? It was something like that. You on a nut in the 60s, and now you want to try to get control of your child in the 90s because they realized that book. Is realizing we done messed up, but you 30 years too late. That's what that book is saying. We done messed up. You all get that one? The binding standard for human thought and conduct. That's the word of God. It changes not. And Darwin and others like him said, we don't want this God. And by the way, the new atheist, the neo-atheist, the new atheist, atheistic movement has clearly put it out there. It's not we don't believe in God. They are specifically saying, the new neo-atheist is we don't believe in the God of the Bible. You know what? In a crazy way, I respect that. In a sense that, okay, you ain't trying to hide it. Your real agenda is this: the God you don't like. You don't care about no Ahla or Confucius, Buddhism, Muhammad. This is the God that gets on your nerves. This God. So I respect that. Then we can talk. Tell the truth, atheists. This is the God you don't want. Because that's the God who's the judge and the lawgiver, whose law is the binding standard for human thought and conduct, and you don't like that. Because these other gods don't have that. They don't have that standard. Evolution was invented to do away with universal morality, universal guilt, universal accountability. Can you see where all this is going? It was invented to do away with universal morality, universal guilt, universal accountability. You're seeing it. 60s again, universal morality. Throw it out. Have sex with everybody. In the 50s, you wear a two-piece bikini, even a piece of too shady, you went to jail. You went to jail. If you were caught on the beach with too skimpy of a bikini, you went to jail for indecent exposure. In the 50s. Yes. Universal morality, universal guilt, and universal accountability. Ain't my fault. I ain't did nothing wrong. Hey, love, peace, and chicken grease. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. I can't tell you who to suck it to. That's the Isley Brothers. And Isaac Hayes. If you want to make love all night and you feel it's right, love on. Do 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 do. Love on. No, but that's the thought. That's right in the 70s, right on the heels of the 60s. Mm-hmm. Well, whatever you do, all you got to do your thing. That's Isaac Hayes. And people buying into it now. And social media, Lord, that's a demon that just unleashed on society. Paul, that's a demon that scares me.
Oh, I know.
Somebody need to cast some holy water, some holy oil, and put it all on every cell phone in the world. and social media has gone on the entire world. It's over the entire globe. Asia, Africa, Europe, America, South, it's everywhere. Wreaking havoc in the world. Oh, by the way, social media truly allows folks not to be accountable. Yes, it does. Are you seeing? We want to get rid of universal accountability, universal guilt. I want to be able, that's what the whole homosexual movement is. The anger behind it is there is guilt, but you better not make me feel guilty. You better not make me feel guilty. That's why you mention anything concerning homosexuality, you are fired, you lose your job. Who's that just got? Somebody, my wife just read, somebody just made a comment about homosexuality. That somebody had the nerve to stand up. Transgender. Was he a broadcaster?
No. He was just...
On a TV show?
Yeah.
He was on a TV show. They fired him, let him go immediately. He spoke out against transgender. You're not going to make me feel guilty. I don't care about your morality. And I'm certainly not a con one. It ain't my fault. First thing to tell you, you think I choose to do this? So again, let's recap. Evolution was invented to kill the God of the Bible, to unguard God, eliminate the lawgiver, eliminate the holiness and the purity of his law, do away with universal morality, guilt, and accountability. With me so far? Evolution was invented to eliminate the judge and leave people free to do whatever they want without guilt, without consequences. That's kind of a summary statement. You don't have to write that, but that's the summary. It was invented to eliminate the judge and leave people free to do whatever they want without guilt, without consequences. How disturbing is, third time mentioning it, is that the American Psychological Association renames sexual child abuse as transgenerational intimacy. It is funny. It's so disturbing.
That's ridiculous.
That's, do you hear that? Accountability, morality, and guilt. Just right there. That's why you rename it. So that you are free to do. Leave it, don't worry about it, Papa. Free to do whatever you want to do. Including having sex with a child and you 50 years old and the child is 10. It's just transgenerational intimacy. You know what? Those of y'all like Miss Darlene, she's a little older. Papa's even older. Y'all be glad for y'all age. Because soon y'all get up out of here, the less you be able to see. Because it's going to get uglier. Because to me, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to put on my prophet hat. And anybody can be a prophet or prophetess. Because you know, incest is around the corner. Polygamy, is that more than one way?
Yes.
Is around the corner. Legally. Incest, polygamy. And yes, transgenerational intimacy. All them dominoes are going to start to fall. And you have a society where all that is legal. And Lord have mercy, yes, just get a bucket and throw up. I wouldn't be concerned even if bestiality, it also falls in there. Because there's nothing that's going to stop this wickedness in this society. You ungod God. And you know what? I'm telling you. Judgment has fallen on America. I told you this before. And it's the judgment that is passive. He just simply has moved out of the way. God has abandoned this nation. That's why it is. There's no doubt about it that you're seeing these things happen. Now, he hasn't abandoned his people. Remember, America is not the church. Hello. Like we tend to think it is. And I thought it was coming out the other church. Then that other church would get mad at you. I remember I spoke to a person, went to the church and told him that, you know, God has done it. Like we talked about now, and got mad. Because how can you look at the, look, you, just open your eyes. Watch the news. Watch CNN for 24 hours. You need Prozac, Xanax, and a gun to make it through to Tuesday. Because you ain't going, that's terrible. This nation has gone $100 billion on a child sex slavery. What world are you, what? And notice all that sexual, by the way. Notice all that sexual. Notice what already happened. Abortion related to sex. The pill. Now they got a morning after pill. They can kill the baby. All this is related to sex. $100 billion child sex slavery industry. Pornography. Sex, sex, sex. All over the place. Just pulled out of the context of marriage. If you looked at it, it's supposed to be marriage. So it's like if this was a box and marriage was sex was in there, it would never come out because that's the only way that God intended it. It would just bobble all around. But what Satan did was pulled it out. And when it came out, it went all over. But biblically speaking, as a Christian, whenever we talk about sex, it is only supposed to be in the context of marriage. That's biblical. That's scriptural. And because it's been pulled so far out of the context of marriage, we are getting a little, hopefully not in here literally, but Christians are getting a little bit squeamish in trying to put it back in the box. Are you kidding me? You need to be slapped. And hard because you're trying to keep your little job. Keep a friendship when God has already accepted you and he's your father. And accepted you in the beloved. Shed your blood for you. That don't mean nothing. Think about that. You're saying the blood of Jesus ain't nothing. I'd rather disregard all that. I'd rather disregard all that and keep my job or keep this friend. Evolution was invented to strip scripture of its veracity, which is its truthfulness. It was invented to strip scripture of its veracity, its truthfulness. Well, doesn't that fit? If he tells you that sex is only for the context of marriage, and you go out here having sex with everybody every time, anytime, anywhere, then that's, the Bible ain't true. Just another book. It wants to destroy the dignity of man as created in the image of God. Evolution, again, was invented to destroy the dignity of man as created in the image of God. It wants to destroy the dignity of man as created in the image of God. Hence the saying, and we'll close, a rat is a pig, is a dog, is a boy. Have you ever heard that? A rat is a pig, is a dog, is a boy. Mr. Darling, you heard that? Yeah. A rat is a pig, is a dog, is a boy. Well, I'm going to explain that before we leave. Yeah.
I understood it, but I heard it.
Well, you sitting there real, looking real crazy.
Yeah, no.
Never heard that one. But what do you think it means? A rat is a pig, is a dog, is a boy.
They're the same.
So notice that. Notice the placing of that note in my notes. After it says, evolution wants to destroy the dignity of man as created in the image of God. Hence, if you can destroy the dignity of man as created in the image of God, then a rat is a pig, is a dog, is a boy, because we all come from some other evolved thing. You're looking real crazy. That's disturbing, isn't it? But when you hear it, when you say we evolved from animals or monkeys, that sounds bad. But it's worse not realizing that if something was a rat, a pig, and then evolved to even the monkey before it became a man. So hence a rat is a pig, is a dog, is a boy. Or you can kill Jews and call them vermin. That's why you can go and just stuff people in the bowels of a ship for months while feces and urine and vomit is rolling all over the people because they're no more than a rat, a pig, a dog, or nothing else. Just another creature. Not made in the image of God. Just another creature, because a rat is not made in the image of God. A pig isn't. A dog isn't. Well, then if they're all the same, then neither is the man. That's disturbing. You can look that up. This Abraham been hit with a thunderbolt. That's how disturbing this evolution is. That's why I believe the Lord had me to go into it. It's really ugly at its core. It's disturbingly ugly. That's why you can comfortably go into and pay people and go in and just get millions and millions of slaves. I don't know if it's true or not. Adolf Hitler supposedly came to Dearborn and talked with Henry Ford, the factory assembly line working automobile plants. And see, how can I kill? Because he doesn't know this. We don't know at this point. Adolf is looking like the greatest thing since sliced bread at the point, at this point. But what's in his mind is a solution to the Jewish problem. How can we assembly line kill the Jews? They're nothing but vermin. That's the word they use. Assembly line. Father God, we live in disturbing times. Your word is on a great attack. And I'm so mad that these preachers, and some of them are really your children, for real, for real, but they're cowering in, giving in to the pressure of our time, as if you can't keep them during this time as the pressure mounts. Are you kidding me? Father God, there's nothing too difficult for you. You can keep us. And if you don't, then we're in heaven with you anyway. We win anyway. Thank God, here at Word of Life, we choose to speak the truth. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.